A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
You have probably heard this one. Goat meat is the most consumed meat in the world. It is one of those facts that sounds exactly right. Goats are everywhere. They thrive in places cattle cannot. And something like 70% of the world's population lives in countries where goat is on the menu. But is it actually true? Or is this just a statistical mirage that has been bouncing around the internet for a decade?
Here is why this matters right now. Global protein demand is shifting fast. Alternative meats, plant-based everything, lab-grown stuff getting regulatory nods. If we do not actually understand what the world is eating right now, we cannot have a serious conversation about food policy, sustainability, or where investment should go. So this claim is not just trivia. It shapes perception, and perception shapes funding.
Daniel sent us this one. He is asking straight up whether goat meat really is the most consumed meat in the world, and if not, where that idea even came from, and what the real numbers look like. Which is exactly the kind of question that sounds simple until you try to answer it.
Before we dive in, quick note. Today's script is being generated by DeepSeek V4 Pro.
So where do we even start with this?
Let us start with the claim itself, because pinning down what the claim actually says is half the problem. The version you see online is usually something like goat meat is the most consumed meat per capita in the world. Sometimes it drops the per capita and just says most consumed meat in the world, full stop. And this has been circulating since at least the early 2010s. There was a viral infographic, I want to say around 2012-2013. That showed a goat silhouette next to a big number, and it just took off. Reddit loved it. Facebook loved it. It got translated into a dozen languages. And the source people pointed to was always the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.
Which makes it feel authoritative. Nobody questions a United Nations statistic. You see FAO and your skepticism just powers down.
And the FAO is the gold standard for global food data. So when someone says the FAO says goat is the most consumed meat, you nod and move on. The problem is, the FAO never actually said that, not in those words.
What did they say?
In 2011, the FAO published a report, I pulled this up, that noted goat meat is the most consumed meat in the developing world by number of countries. That is a very specific, very narrow claim. It means if you go country by country and ask what is the most eaten meat in each one, goat wins in more countries than pork or chicken or beef. It does not mean goat wins by volume. It does not mean goat wins globally. It means goat is the local champion in a lot of places, particularly across Africa, South Asia, and parts of the Middle East. And the internet just shaved off all the qualifiers.
The claim is not entirely false. It is just false in the way people think it is true. Which is the most dangerous kind of false?
And that is what makes this such a perfect case study. It reveals all these biases in how we measure consumption. Are we talking total tonnage? Production versus what people actually eat? Subsistence farming versus commercial supply chains? You can make goat look huge or tiny depending on which lens you pick, and most people do not even realize they are picking a lens.
Before we even get to the numbers, the deeper question here is, what does most consumed even mean? And I think most people assume it means by weight, the biggest pile of meat.
Which is a reasonable assumption. That is how we usually talk about consumption. But the FAO does not actually measure consumption directly. It is almost impossible to track every kilogram of meat that enters someone's mouth across a planet of 8 billion people. What the FAO measures is something called apparent consumption. You take production, add imports, subtract exports, subtract what goes to animal feed or industrial use or waste, and what is left over is what appears to be available for humans to eat. That is not the same as what people actually eat. It is an estimate of supply, not intake.
For goat meat specifically, that method has some giant blind spots.
Goats are overwhelmingly raised by smallholders, families with 5 goats, 10 goats, not industrial operations. A huge amount of goat meat is consumed locally, often within the same village or the same extended family. It never passes through a slaughterhouse that reports numbers. It never crosses a border. It never shows up in any ledger. So the official statistics are almost certainly undercounting goat consumption, especially in places like sub-Saharan Africa and rural South Asia. The question is, by how much?
Which means we have two things pulling in opposite directions. On one hand, the claim that goat is number one globally is flat wrong by the official data. On the other hand, the official data probably undercounts goat more than it undercounts pork or chicken, so the gap might be narrower than the numbers suggest. But even with that caveat, the gap is enormous.
Let us put some numbers on this. According to the FAO's most recent data, and they update this annually, usually in May, global meat production in 2024 was roughly 120 million tons of pork. Chicken was around 110 million tons. Beef came in at about 75 million tons. Sheep meat, lamb and mutton, was around 16 million tons, 6.3 million tons.
6.3. That is not even in the same conversation as pork or chicken.
It is about 2% of global meat production by tonnage, and when you look at per capita consumption globally, goat comes in at roughly 1.8 kilograms per person per year. Pork is around 15 kilograms, chicken is 14. So the average human on Earth eats about 8 times more pork than goat. The idea that goat is the most consumed meat globally is off by nearly an order of magnitude.
Yet the myth persists, and I think part of the reason is that it feels true. Goats are incredibly widespread. There are something like 1 billion goats on the planet. They are in almost every country. They are hardy. They are adaptable. They eat scrub and brush that nothing else wants. If you have traveled in the developing world, you have seen goats everywhere. Chickens too, but chickens do not have the same cultural weight. Nobody makes a viral infographic about chicken.
Chickens are boring. Goats are interesting. Goats have personality. They climb trees. They have those weird horizontal pupils. There is a whole goat mystique that makes this claim feel satisfying in a way that chicken is the most consumed meat in the world does not.
There is another layer here, which is that the claim appeals to a certain Western guilt. It says, you think beef and pork dominate, but actually the rest of the world is eating something you have probably never even tried, and that humbles you. It is a corrective to a Western-centric view of food. And people love correctives, even when the corrective itself is wrong.
Even when the corrective is wrong. That is such a good point. The goat meat myth is part of a whole genre of factoids that are designed to surprise you out of your assumptions. The most spoken language is not English. It is Mandarin Chinese. The most popular sport is not soccer. It is, well, it depends how you measure. But you get the idea. These claims are catnip for the curious. And the goat one has been particularly sticky because it combines statistical trickery with genuine truthiness.
That is the word. It is not true, but it should be, or it could be, or it is true in some sense if you squint. And I think that is why Daniel's question is so good. He did not just ask for the fact check. He asked what is really going on here. And what is really going on is a story about how we measure the world, and how those measurements get distorted when they travel.
The measurement piece is worth dwelling on, because it is not just a technical footnote. When policymakers sit down to decide where to put agricultural development money, they look at these numbers. When climate scientists model the future of food, they use FAO data. When investors decide whether to back goat farming ventures or alternative proteins, they are looking at consumption trends. If the numbers are misunderstood or misrepresented, real resources get misallocated.
Let us pull up the actual FAO methodology, because I think this is where a lot of the confusion starts. You mentioned apparent consumption. Walk me through how that works for meat specifically.
The FAO publishes something called food balance sheets. Every country reports, or the FAO estimates, for countries with weak statistical systems, how much of each commodity is produced domestically. Then they add imports, subtract exports, subtract quantities used for seed or animal feed or industrial processing, and subtract estimated losses during storage and transportation. What remains is the amount available for human consumption. They divide that by the population to get per capita supply.
It is supply, not consumption. It is what is on the table, not what is in people's stomachs.
And for commercial livestock like pork and chicken, that is a pretty good proxy. Most of what is produced in the commercial sector eventually gets eaten by humans. Waste is relatively low and relatively well studied. For goats, it is messier. A goat slaughtered in a village in northern Nigeria might feed 3 families and never appear in any national statistic. The FAO tries to estimate this. They have models for subsistence production, but the error bars are wide. Hard to say precisely, which is kind of the point. Some researchers think goat meat consumption in parts of Africa and Asia could be undercounted by 30-50%. Even if you take the high end of that range and double the global goat number, you are still at 12 or 13 million tons. Pork and chicken are still an order of magnitude ahead. So the undercounting is real and interesting, but it does not rescue the claim.
That is a useful mental model. The claim is wrong, but the reasons it is wrong are more interesting than the claim itself. And those reasons teach you something about global food systems that you would not learn from just memorizing the correct ranking.
What is the correct ranking? Pork, chicken, beef, then sheep, then goat. Goat is 5th by volume globally. It is not even a close 5th. And that is before we get into fish, which is a whole separate category. The FAO tracks fish separately from livestock, and if you combine them, some species of fish would slot in above goat as well.
I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, the per capita trick, because I think this is the statistical sleight of hand that makes the goat claim feel plausible. Can you unpack how per capita numbers can be misleading when you slice them by country?
This is one of my favorite statistical illusions. When the original FAO report said goat is the most consumed meat in the developing world by number of countries, what that means is you go country by country and ask what is the top meat in each one. In Sudan, it is goat. In Pakistan, it is goat. In Nigeria, it is goat. Your dubious homeland. In Mongolia, it is sheep and goat together, but goat is a big part of the diet, so goat comes out on top in more individual countries than any other meat, but most of those countries are relatively small in population. When you weigh by population instead of by country, the picture flips entirely. China alone has more than 1 billion people who eat mostly pork. India, despite having the world's largest goat population, about 150 million goats, has relatively low per capita goat consumption because of religious and cultural factors. So a handful of populous countries with different meat preferences completely dominate the global total.
India is such a fascinating case here. The world's biggest goat herd, and yet per capita goat consumption is something like 0.5 kilogram per year.
About 0.5 kilograms, yes. For context, that is roughly the weight of a single loaf of bread. And India has more than 1.4 billion people. So you have this enormous goat population. But the meat is not being consumed at scale domestically. A lot of those goats are kept for milk, or they are exported live to other countries, or they are consumed in very specific regions and communities. It is not a national staple, the way pork is in China or chicken is in Brazil.
That gets at something important about how we picture global food systems. We tend to imagine that if a country has a lot of an animal, it must eat a lot of that animal. But livestock serve multiple purposes. Goats in particular are multi-purpose. Milk, meat, fiber, leather, savings accounts on 4 legs. In many places, slaughtering a goat is something you do for a wedding or a holiday, not a Tuesday dinner.
That is exactly right. And that cultural dimension is another reason the myth persists. Goat meat is culturally central in a huge number of countries. In the Caribbean, goat curry is the celebratory dish. In the Middle East, mansaf and other goat dishes anchor major gatherings. In parts of West Africa, goat is the prestige meat. So goat looms much larger in cultural memory and identity than its statistical footprint would suggest. People feel like goat is the most important meat, and that feeling gets translated into a claim about global consumption.
There is a parallel here with fish. I remember a similar myth going around a few years ago about pangasius, also called bassa or swai, being the most consumed fish in the world, and it was the same dynamic. Pangasius is farmed at massive scale in Vietnam and exported everywhere, so it shows up in a lot of countries, but by total volume it is dwarfed by carp and tilapia. The myth latched on to a real trend. Pangasius was growing fast, and exaggerated it into a superlative.
Oh, that is a great comparison, and the Pangasius myth had the same structure. It was a fun fact that challenged Western assumptions. Most Americans had never heard of pangasius, so learning that it was supposedly the world's most eaten fish felt like a revelation about how disconnected we are from the global food system. The fact that it was not quite true did not slow it down at all.
Because the emotional payload was more important than the factual payload. The story was better than the statistic.
That is the thing we should all be watching for. Not just with meat, but with any claim that starts with actually or you probably did not know or the surprising truth about. If a fact makes you feel clever for knowing it, you should be extra suspicious. The goat meat claim is a masterclass in that dynamic.
Let me try to synthesize what we have so far. The claim that goat is the most consumed meat in the world is wrong on its face, if you mean total volume. It is wrong if you mean global per capita consumption. It is only true if you mean the meat that ranks first in the largest number of individual countries, which is a very specific and somewhat arbitrary metric. And even that was only about the developing world, not the whole planet. The internet stripped away all those qualifiers and left us with a factoid that is simultaneously false and impossible to kill.
That is a perfect summary, and I would add that the myth has actually been debunked repeatedly. The FAO itself has clarified this. Fact-checking sites have covered it, data journalists have written pieces, and yet it keeps circulating. I saw it on a major food publication's Instagram just last year. Goat meat, most consumed in the world, big graphic, no caveats.
Which tells you something about how information moves now. The correction never catches up to the claim. The original infographic gets shared 1,000,000 times. The debunking article gets shared 1,000 times. The math is brutal.
That is why this conversation matters beyond goat meat. This is a pattern. You see it in health claims, in economic statistics, in political polling. A number gets detached from its context. The context is what made it true, and without the context, it becomes false. But it sounds so good that nobody wants to let it go.
If someone listening wants to avoid being fooled by this kind of thing, what is the checklist? What questions should they ask when they see a most consumed claim?
First, by what metric? Volume, per capita, number of countries, market value? Each gives a different answer. Second, according to whom? Is the source a primary data collector like the FAO, or is it someone citing someone citing someone? Third, compared to what? A claim that something is the most X only means something if you know what it is being compared against and what got excluded.
That third one is sneaky. Most consumed meat in the world. Does that include fish? Does it include poultry separately or lump chicken in with other birds? Does it count bushmeat? Does it count meat that never enters the commercial supply chain? The boundaries of the category determine the answer.
And the boundaries are often chosen after the fact to make the claim work. Nobody sets out to measure the most consumed meat in the world with a neutral, comprehensive methodology and then discovers it is goat. They start with goat and work backward to find a metric that puts goat on top. That is not science. That is marketing.
There is a sentence I did not expect to say today.
Goat marketing is a real thing, though. There are development organizations that promote goat farming as a poverty reduction strategy. Goats really are amazing animals for smallholder farmers. Low input costs, high adaptability, multiple products. If you are trying to get donors excited about goats, having a statistic that says goat is the most consumed meat in the world is incredibly useful. I am not saying anyone deliberately fabricated it for that purpose, but once the claim existed, there were plenty of reasons for people to keep repeating it.
That is a generous reading. I am slightly more cynical. I think someone saw the FAO report, misread it, made the infographic, and then the infographic took on a life of its own. Nobody needed a motive beyond clicks. The development organizations just got a free gift.
The boring explanation is usually the right one. Someone made a mistake, the mistake was interesting, and the internet did what the internet does.
Alright, so we have established that goat is not the most consumed meat globally by any reasonable metric. But I want to dig into what is actually happening with goat consumption, because the real story is more interesting than the myth. Goat meat consumption is growing in places where it was historically low. The United States, for example. Goat meat imports are up something like 15% since 2020.
The U.S. goat herd is small compared to cattle or pigs, but it has been growing. And imports, mostly from Australia and New Zealand, have been rising steadily. Part of that is immigration patterns. Communities from goat-eating cultures are growing in the U.S., and they want goat. Part of it is foodie culture. Goat is getting positioned as the next big thing in sustainable meat. Lower carbon footprint than beef, easier on the land, distinctive flavor.
That sustainability angle is real. Goat meat has a carbon footprint of about 4 kilograms of CO2 equivalent per kilogram of meat. Beef is around 27. Chicken is around 3. So goat is much closer to chicken than to beef on emissions. If you are trying to reduce the climate impact of your diet without giving up meat entirely, goat is a legitimate option.
That is from the Poor and Nemekek study in Science, 2018, the big meta-analysis of food system emissions. It is the most cited paper on this topic, and goat does come out looking pretty good. Not as good as chicken, but vastly better than beef and lamb. Lamb and goat are often lumped together in these discussions, but their footprints are quite different because of how they are raised.
Yet the sustainability conversation almost never mentions goat. It is all beef versus chicken versus plant-based. Goat is invisible in the policy debate, partly because the volumes are small, and partly because it is not part of the Western dietary mainstream. The myth almost hurts here. If people think goat is already the most consumed meat, they do not see it as an area for growth or investment.
That is a really sharp point. The myth makes goat seem like it is already won, so why would you put resources into promoting it further? When in reality, goat is a tiny fraction of global meat and could potentially play a much larger role in climate-adapted food systems. Goats thrive on marginal land. They can eat vegetation that cattle cannot. As climate change makes more land marginal, goats become more attractive.
There is a future in which the claim becomes less false over time. Not because goat overtakes pork. That is not happening, but because goat's share of the global meat mix grows significantly, and its role in specific regions becomes even more important. By 2050, if aridification trends continue, goat could be a much bigger part of the protein story.
That is the forward-looking question that makes this more than a fact-checking exercise. What should the global meat mix look like in a climate-constrained world? Right now, pork and chicken dominate because they are efficient converters of feed into meat. But they require high-quality feed, mostly corn and soy, that competes with human food crops. Goats can convert scrub and browse that humans cannot eat into high-quality protein. That is a genuinely valuable ecological niche.
The efficiency argument cuts both ways, though. Chicken is incredibly efficient at turning feed into meat, which is why it is so cheap and why it has been the fastest-growing meat category for decades. Goats are less efficient in that industrial sense, but they are more efficient in the sense of using land and vegetation that would otherwise produce nothing edible for humans. It depends what you are optimizing for.
And that is the kind of nuance that gets completely lost when the conversation is just, is goat the most consumed meat, yes or no? The yes or no answer is no. But the interesting answer is no, and here is what is actually happening, and here is why it matters.
Let us talk about what is actually happening in the countries where goat really is dominant. Because while goat is not the global champion, it is the top meat in a large number of countries, mostly across Africa and South Asia. And understanding those food systems is important in its own right.
Goat meat is central to the cuisine. Kitfo can be made with goat, tibs often use goat, and goat is the go-to for celebrations. But goat still represents less than 10% of national meat consumption by weight. Beef dominates, partly because Ethiopia has a huge cattle population, and partly because cattle are culturally and economically central in ways that goats are not. So even in a country where goat is iconic, it is not the volume leader.
That is surprising. I would have guessed goat was higher in Ethiopia.
Most people would. That is the gap between cultural salience and statistical reality. Goat is more visible in daily life, more associated with hospitality and tradition. Beef is more industrial, more urban, less romantic. So, goat gets the stories, and beef gets the tonnage.
Nigeria is another interesting case. Goat meat is hugely popular, especially in the north, and Nigeria has one of the largest goat populations in Africa, but chicken and fish are also enormous. The average Nigerian eats more fish than goat, I believe.
Nigeria has a massive aquaculture sector, catfish especially, and chicken imports are huge. Goat is preferred for special occasions and carries prestige, but day-to-day protein comes from other sources. Again, the cultural weight of goat far exceeds its dietary weight.
That is not a bad thing. Cultural weight matters. Food is not just fuel. But if you are trying to understand global food systems for policy purposes, you need to separate the symbolism from the tonnage. Otherwise, you design policies for the food people talk about, rather than the food people actually eat.
This is exactly the mistake that gets made in agricultural development. Donors and NGOs get excited about a particular crop or livestock species because it is culturally resonant or photogenic or fits a narrative about traditional knowledge. Meanwhile, the boring industrial commodities that actually feed most people, corn, wheat, rice, pork, chicken, get less attention relative to their importance. Goats are a great investment in many contexts, but they are not going to replace chicken as the world's dominant animal protein.
What about the future? You mentioned earlier that FAO updates its data annually in May. We are recording in May 2026. Is there fresh data that changes the picture?
The 2025 data should be out right around now. The FAO typically releases the updated food balance sheets in May. I have not seen the final numbers yet, but the preliminary production data from 2025 suggests the broad ranking has not changed. Pork still leads, chicken is still gaining, beef is relatively flat, sheep and goat are growing slowly. The interesting movement is in chicken, which has been gaining on pork for years and might eventually overtake it. Chicken is cheaper to produce, has a lower carbon footprint, and faces fewer cultural restrictions than pork.
If anything, the goat myth is going to become less plausible over time, not more. Chicken is the real story of global meat in the 21st century.
Chicken is the quiet revolution. It doubled its share of global meat production in the last 30 years. It is now neck and neck with pork and will probably pull ahead within the decade. And nobody makes viral infographics about chicken because it is boring. It is the meat equivalent of water. Essential, ubiquitous, unremarkable.
Which brings us back to the psychology of the goat myth. It is not just about statistical error. It is about the human desire for surprise. We want the most consumed meat to be something unexpected, something that makes us feel like we are seeing past the surface of things. Chicken is too obvious. Goat is a better story.
Stories beat statistics every time. That is not a new observation, but it is worth remembering whenever you encounter a surprising fact. Ask yourself, am I believing this because the evidence is strong or because the story is satisfying? With goat meat, it is overwhelmingly the latter.
To answer Daniel's question directly, no, goat meat is not the most consumed meat in the world. Not by volume, not by global per capita consumption, not by any standard metric. It ranks fifth by tonnage, and the gap between goat and the leaders is enormous. The claim originated from a misreading of a 2011 FAO report that said goat was the most consumed meat in the developing world by number of countries. The internet turned that into most consumed meat in the world, full stop. And the myth has been circulating ever since.
Yet, the myth reveals something real. Goat is incredibly important in more countries than any other meat. It is culturally central across huge swaths of the planet. It is undercounted in official statistics. It has genuine advantages for climate adaptation and smallholder farming. The myth is wrong, but the reasons it feels right are worth understanding.
The takeaway is not just goat meat, fact checked. The takeaway is a framework for thinking about any most consumed claim, what is included and excluded. And is the claim telling you something true about the world, or just something satisfying about the story?
That is what we are going to dig into next. The actual FAO methodology, the numbers behind the numbers, and what this whole episode teaches us about statistical literacy in a world full of viral factoids.
Plus, we have not even touched on the carbon footprint comparison, the India case study, or what happens to goat farming as the climate shifts. There is a lot more to unpack.
We are just getting started. Before we get into the methodology and carbon footprints, I want to pin down exactly what this claim actually says and where it came from. Because the version most people encounter is just, goat meat is the most consumed meat in the world, no qualifiers, no footnotes, and that phrasing is doing a lot of work.
And if you stop and think about it for more than 5 seconds, it starts to feel weird. You walk into any supermarket in the United States or Europe or China or Brazil, and goat is basically invisible. Pork, chicken, beef, those dominate every refrigerated aisle. So how could goat possibly be number one globally?
That tension is exactly what makes the claim spread. It is counterintuitive enough to be interesting, but not so absurd that you immediately dismiss it. Goats really are everywhere. There are something like 1 billion goats on the planet. They are raised across Africa, South Asia, the Middle East, Latin America. So the idea that all those goats add up to something big feels plausible.
That is the first thing to understand about why people believe this. It is not pure ignorance. It is a reasonable inference from a real fact. Goats are incredibly widespread, combined with a vague sense that Western diets are not the whole picture. The claim flatters that instinct.
It says, you are smart enough to know that the world is bigger than what you see in your own grocery store. And that is a seductive message.
Where did the actual claim come from? You mentioned a 2011 FAO report.
In 2011, the FAO published a report called World Livestock 2011, Livestock and Food Security. And in it, there is a line stating that goat meat is the most consumed meat in the developing world when measured by number of countries where it is the primary meat. Not by volume. Not by global population. By number of countries.
That is an incredibly specific metric. Number of countries where it is the top meat.
And it makes sense when you think about it. Goat is the dominant meat across a huge swath of Africa, from Mauritania to Somalia, plus much of South Asia, parts of the Caribbean, the Middle East. None of those countries are enormous by population, but there are a lot of them. So by that one very particular measure, goat comes out on top.
Then the internet did what the internet does. Someone made an infographic.
Sometime around 2014-2015, a viral infographic started circulating. I tracked it back to a site called Fascinating Facts About Food, or something similar, and it just said, goat meat is the most consumed meat in the world. No qualifier, no methodology, no link to the original FAO report. Just the claim, with a picture of a goat and some stylized statistics. It got shared on Facebook, Reddit, Twitter, everywhere.
Once something like that gets embedded in the collective consciousness, it is almost impossible to dislodge. People remember the surprising fact, not the correction. The correction is boring.
This is where the statistical literacy piece becomes really important, because the claim is not just wrong. It is wrong in a specific way that reveals how we measure food consumption in the first place. What does most consumed even mean? Are we talking about total tons of meat produced globally? Per capita consumption averaged across the whole world? Per capita within only the countries that eat that meat? Number of people who eat it at least once a year? Number of countries where it is the top meat?
Those all give you wildly different answers. If you measure by total tonnage, pork wins, followed by chicken. If you measure by number of countries where it is the top meat, goat wins. If you measure by number of individual human beings who eat it regularly, it might be chicken. If you measure by cultural significance, weighted in some subjective way, who even knows?
This is not just a goat problem. You see the same ambiguity with claims about the most spoken language, the most popular sport, the most consumed beverage. The question sounds simple, but it hides a dozen methodological choices that completely determine the answer.
The real question Daniel is asking is not just, is this fact true? It is, what does this fact even mean? And what does the way it spreads tell us about how we understand global food systems?
To get at that, let's pull up the actual numbers. The FAO's food balance sheets are the gold standard for this. They track what every country produces, imports, exports, and what is available for consumption. And the most recent complete dataset, which covers through 2024, paints a very clear picture. Global pork production sits at about 120 million tons. Chicken is right behind at roughly 110 million tons. Beef comes in around 75 million. Then there is a massive drop. Sheep meat, about 16 million tons. Goat meat, about 6 million tons.
6 million versus 120 million. Goat is not even in the same order of magnitude as pork. It is a rounding error by volume.
It is about 2% of global meat production by tonnage. And that is important because when people hear most consumed, they default to thinking about total weight. How many pounds, how many kilos, how many tons of this stuff are humans putting into their bodies every year? By that measure, goat is a niche product globally.
This is where the per capita trick comes in, and it is worth walking through, because it explains how the claim feels plausible to people who encounter it in the wild. If you take goat meat consumption and divide it by the population of countries where goat is actually eaten regularly, Sudan, Pakistan, Nigeria, Ethiopia, Somalia, you get much higher per capita numbers. Sudan's per capita goat consumption is something like 12 or 13 kilos per year. That is comparable to pork consumption in parts of Europe.
And if you only ever see the claim stripped of context, your brain does a quick plausibility check. You think, well, there are a lot of goats in the world, and a lot of people eat them, so maybe it adds up. What you are not doing is comparing 6 million tons against 120 million tons. The scale difference is invisible without the numbers in front of you.
The global per capita number makes the gap stark. Globally averaged across all 7 plus billion people, goat meat consumption is about 1.8 kilograms per person per year. Pork is about 15 kilos. Chicken is about 14. So the average human eats something like 8 times more pork than goat.
That global per capita number is itself a useful gut check. 1.8 kilos per year, that is roughly 4 pounds. Think about how much meat you eat in a week. If you eat meat regularly, you probably blow past 4 pounds in a month, maybe less. The average American eats something like 100 kilos of meat per year total. Goat is a tiny sliver of the global plate.
What about the New Zealand comparison? Because that is the flip side of the per capita distortion. New Zealanders eat an enormous amount of sheep meat per person, something close to 100 kilos per year historically, though it has dropped in recent decades. That is one of the highest per capita meat consumption numbers on the planet for any single species. But New Zealand's total contribution to global sheep meat production is modest, because there are only 5 million people there.
Per capita metrics spotlight intensity of consumption within a specific population, but they tell you nothing about global totals. New Zealanders eating 100 kilos of lamb each does not make sheep the most consumed meat globally, any more than high goat consumption in Sudan makes goat the global leader. You have to know which metric you are looking at and what question it answers.
We have established that by tonnage, goat is fifth. By global per capita, it is low. So how did the most consumed framing originate? You mentioned the 2011 FAO report and the number of countries metric. Walk me through that methodology, because it is interesting how they arrived at that ranking.
The FAO's World Livestock 2011 report took a specific approach. They looked at every country in the developing world and asked, what is the most consumed meat in this country? Not by absolute volume, because in many countries the total meat consumption is small, but by which meat is culturally and dietarily primary. In Mauritania, it is goat. In Somalia, it is goat. In much of the Sahel, goat. Across a wide band of sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia, goat is the default meat when people eat meat. When you count up the number of countries where goat holds that position, you get a higher count than for any other meat. Beef is dominant in fewer countries, mostly in Latin America. Pork dominates in fewer countries still, mostly East Asia. Chicken is widespread, but often secondary.
Goat wins on the most countries where it is the top meat, metric, which is a real finding, just a very specific one. And then what happened?
The report itself was careful, the language was qualified, but by the time it filtered through journalism and in social media, the qualifiers evaporated. Most consumed meat in the developing world by number of countries became most consumed meat in the developing world, which became most consumed meat in the world. Each step strips a layer of precision, and each step makes the claim more surprising and more shareable.
The subsistence factor complicates all of this further, because one of the reasons goat is hard to measure accurately is that a huge fraction of goat meat never passes through a commercial slaughterhouse, never gets weighed on a scale that reports to a government agency, never enters a formal market. It is slaughtered in the village, shared among families, consumed within days.
This is what the FAO calls the difference between production and apparent consumption. Production is what gets reported, animals counted, slaughter weights estimated, commercial throughput measured. Apparent consumption is production plus imports minus exports, adjusted for stock changes. It is a proxy, not a direct measurement of what people actually eat. And for goats, the gap between what is officially recorded and what is actually consumed could be substantial in subsistence farming communities.
The undercounting argument is real. There is probably more goat being eaten than the 6 million tons suggests. But even if you doubled it, even if you assumed half of all goat meat globally is invisible to official statistics, you would get 12 million tons, which is still roughly a tenth of pork. The undercounting does not close the gap.
That is the critical point. The myth defenders sometimes retreat to, well, goat is undercounted, so it might actually be number one. But the numbers are not close enough for undercounting to change the ranking. You would need to assume that something like 95% of goat meat is unrecorded, which is absurd. The FAO's methodology has limitations, but it is not blind. Veterinary services, tax records, feed supply chains, market surveys. There are multiple ways to triangulate livestock populations and offtake rates.
This brings us to India, which is the perfect case study for the gap between goat population and goat consumption. India has the largest goat population in the world, about 150 million head, according to the 2023 livestock census, more goats than any other country by a wide margin.
Yet per capita goat meat consumption in India is about half a kilogram per year, half a kilo. That is basically nothing. The average Indian eats about 4 kilos of meat total per year, mostly chicken, and goat is a tiny fraction of an already small total. So you have this enormous goat population, and it translates into almost no meat consumption relative to the population size.
Because a huge number of those goats are kept from milk, not meat, India is the world's largest goat milk producer. And on top of that, there are religious and cultural factors. A large portion of the Indian population is vegetarian, and among those who do eat meat, beef is off the table for Hindus and pork for Muslims, which leaves goat and chicken as the acceptable options. But chicken is cheaper and faster to produce, so it dominates.
The Indian goat herd is massive, but it is a dairy herd primarily, and the meat that does come from it is consumed in small quantities spread across a billion-plus people. It is a perfect illustration of why most goats does not equal most goat meat eaten. Yet the myth persists. It has incredible staying power, and I think that is worth examining on its own terms. Because this is not just a random piece of internet trivia that refuses to die, it reveals something about how we think about global food systems.
It scratches a particular itch. The idea that the world's most eaten meat is not beef or chicken or pork, but goat. Something most Western consumers barely encounter. That feels like a secret. It flatters the person sharing it. They are in on something the average supermarket shopper does not know.
There is a term for this in psychology, hidden diversity, narratives. The appeal of discovering that the real story is not what the mainstream assumes. It is the same impulse behind claims like Chinese is actually the most spoken language in the world, which is true by native speakers, but not by total speakers when you include second language learners. The claim is not exactly false, it just depends entirely on which metric you choose.
Once a claim like that lodges in the cultural bloodstream, it becomes self-sustaining. People repeat it because they heard it from someone who sounded confident. Journalists include it as background color in articles about sustainable eating or climate adaptation. It appears in slide decks at food policy conferences. Nobody checks the original FAO report because the factoid feels too good to fact check.
The practical consequence, though, is where this gets serious. Goats are climate resilient animals. They browse on scrub, they survive on marginal land where cattle would starve, they require less water, and they reproduce quickly. In a warming world, especially across the Sahel, the Horn of Africa, and parts of South Asia, goats are an increasingly important food security asset.
If someone in a policy meeting cites the goat as the most consumed meat, claim to argue for redirecting agricultural investment toward goat farming, the conclusion might actually be reasonable, even if the statistic is wrong. The danger is that using a false claim to justify a good policy creates a vulnerability. When the statistic gets debunked, the policy can get discredited along with it.
And the sustainability numbers are interesting without any exaggeration. That big poor Anemakek study from 2018 in Science, still the most comprehensive life cycle analysis of global food production, put goat meat's carbon footprint at about 4 kilograms of CO2 equivalent per kilogram of meat. Beef is about 27 kilograms, so goat is roughly 1/7 the climate impact of beef per kilo. That is a real selling point without needing to inflate consumption numbers.
Though it is worth noting that chicken comes in even lower, at about 3 kilograms of CO2 equivalent. So if you are making a purely emissions-based argument, goat is not the winner. The goat advantage is more about land use. It can produce protein on terrain that cannot support crops or cattle. That is a resilience argument, not a straightforward efficiency argument.
That distinction gets lost when the myth takes over. People start attributing all kinds of exaggerated virtues to goat meat, that it is universally more sustainable, that it is the hidden solution to global protein demand, when the reality is more nuanced. It is a valuable tool in specific contexts, not a global silver bullet.
Let me bring in Ethiopia as a concrete example, because it illustrates the gap between cultural centrality and statistical weight. Ethiopian cuisine is unthinkable without goat meat. Dorowat is chicken, yes, but goat is the backbone of celebrations, holidays, weddings. If you ask an Ethiopian what meat matters most culturally, goat is near the top.
Yet goat represents less than 10% of national meat consumption by weight in Ethiopia. Beef dominates, partly because Ethiopia has the largest cattle herd in Africa. So you have this paradox, a meat that is culturally essential but statistically secondary. The myth collapses that tension. It takes the cultural primacy and falsely promotes it to statistical primacy.
There is a parallel here with fish, actually. You see a similar dynamic with pangasius, what Americans call swai or bassa. Pangasius is one of the most consumed fish globally, by volume, because it is cheap, farmed at enormous scale in Vietnam, and exported everywhere. But if you ask people to name the world's most consumed fish, they will guess tuna or salmon. The prestige species. The reality is pangasius and tilapia, but the cultural imagination defaults to what appears on nice restaurant menus.
Most consumed in the aggregate is often the cheap, the ubiquitous, the unglamorous. But when a myth like the goat meat claim takes hold, it inverts that. It elevates a relatively niche product to imagined dominance. Both errors come from the same root problem. People do not instinctively distinguish between what is culturally visible to me and what the aggregate data actually show.
The broader takeaway here is not just about goat meat. It is about statistical literacy as a kind of immune system. Whenever you encounter a most X claim, the first reflex should be, by what measure? Most by volume, most by value, most by number of countries, most by per capita intensity. Because those four questions will give you four different answers for almost any domain.
Check the source chain. The goat meat claim is a perfect case study in source degradation. The original 2011 FAO report was accurate and carefully worded. The first wave of journalism paraphrased it reasonably well. The infographics and social media posts stripped every qualifier. By the time it reached the average person, it was factually false, but rhetorically irresistible.
Which is why this matters beyond food statistics. The same pattern shows up in claims about the most spoken language, the most popular sport, the most widely practiced religion. Somebody takes a narrow metric, drops the methodology, and the resulting claim spreads precisely because it is surprising. The surprise is the vector.
That surprise is exactly the vector. So let's give people a practical toolkit here, because this pattern is everywhere. When you hear most consumed, or most popular, or most anything, the first question is always, by what measure? By number of countries? Those four lenses will give you four different winners almost every time.
Most spoken language is the classic. By native speakers, it is Mandarin Chinese, roughly 920 million. By total speakers, including second language learners, English takes it at about 1.4 billion. By number of countries where it is official, English again. By a landslide, by geographic spread, probably Spanish. The claim, most spoken, is meaningless until you specify the metric.
The most popular sport claim follows the identical pattern. By total participants, it is probably running or swimming. By spectator viewership, football, the global kind, dominates. By revenue, American football, despite being concentrated in one country. By number of countries where it is the national sport, I think cricket or football. Same question, completely different answers.
The reflex to build is not skepticism in the cynical sense. It is curiosity about the denominator. What is being counted and what is being divided by what? That single habit catches most of these statistical mirages before they take root.
For anyone who actually needs to work with food system data, policymakers, journalists, investors, students, there is a specific resource that is the gold standard. The FAO's Food Supply Dataset, specifically the livestock and fish primary equivalent. It gets updated every year in May, so the numbers are current. It converts everything to a consistent primary weight equivalent, so you're comparing apples to apples, or goats to pigs, I suppose.
The May update timing is actually useful to know. If someone cites a global meat consumption figure and it is November, you know the data is at least 6 months old. Not a deal breaker, but worth noting if you are making a time-sensitive argument.
The broader lesson from the goat meat myth is, trace the claim to its source. Not the article that cited the article that cited the infographic, the actual source. In this case, it took about 15 minutes of digging to find the 2011 FAO report and see that the original claim was about the developing world by number of countries, a narrow, specific, true statement that got stripped of every qualifier as it traveled.
The qualifiers are always the first thing to go. That is the pattern. A careful researcher publishes something with 6 caveats. A journalist drops it to 2. A social media account drops it to 0. And the resulting claim is false. But the false version is more memorable and more shareable than the true qualified original ever was.
Which means the people who care about accuracy are structurally disadvantaged in the attention economy. The careful version takes longer to explain and lands with less impact. The myth fits in a tweet. That is a real problem, and I do not have a solution to it, but recognizing it is half the battle.
The actionable piece for listeners is straightforward. 1. When you see most X, ask by what metric before you believe or share. 2. If you need real numbers on global food, go to the FAO Food Supply Dataset. It is free, it is public, it is updated annually. 3. If a statistic surprises you, that is not evidence it is true. It is evidence you should check the source.
That last point is exactly what sticks with me after all this. The world is shifting. Plant-based proteins, precision fermentation, lab-grown meat are all expanding. And yet, goat meat imports in the United States are up about 15% since 2020. It is a small base, but the trajectory is real. So does goat meat have a growth story that is independent of the myth?
That 15% number is interesting because it is not driven by the viral infographic. It is driven by immigration patterns, by diaspora communities from the Caribbean, South Asia, the Middle East, and by curious chefs. Goat is showing up on more restaurant menus in cities like Houston, Minneapolis, London. Not as a sustainability statement, just as food people want to eat.
The climate piece we touched on earlier becomes more relevant the further out we look. If projections about aridification in the subtropics hold, large-scale cattle farming becomes harder across significant swaths of Africa and Asia. Goats thrive in exactly those conditions. So by 2050, it is not impossible that goat meat's share of global production rises meaningfully.
Could the claim actually become true by volume? That is a much heavier lift. To overtake pork at 120 million tons, goat production would need to multiply roughly 20-fold. Even with aggressive investment in goat farming across the Sahel and South Asia, that is not happening by 2050. But could it become the most consumed meat in certain regions by a wide margin? That is already true in parts of West Africa and the Horn. The question is whether the global framing ever catches up to the regional reality.
Which brings us back to the core tension of this whole episode. Statistics are not just numbers, they are stories we tell about what matters. The goat meat myth persists because it tells a story people want to believe, that the global food system is more diverse than the supermarket aisle suggests. And that part is true. The error is in borrowing statistical language to express a cultural intuition.
The numbers do not need to be inflated for goats to matter. 6 million tons of meat, climate resilience on marginal land, cultural centrality across dozens of countries. That is a real story. The myth is a distorted reflection of something genuine. And if we learn to read statistics carefully, we get the genuine thing without the distortion.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In 1814, the Ottoman governor of Egypt nearly deployed a battalion of Albanian mercenaries to Nepal after misreading a report about Gurkha military successes, believing Nepal was a rebellious Ottoman province rather than a sovereign Himalayan kingdom. The orders were countermanded when an aide pointed out the geographic impossibility.
That is a level of cartographic confusion I deeply respect.
And thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop, for keeping this operation running. This has been My Weird Prompts. Find us at myweirdprompts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We are back with a new prompt next time.
Until then, check the denominator.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, my weird promise, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long ear host. My weird prompts, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.